Warriors, it's a slam dunk. But after the game, it's slammed drunks.
Hey, no woman ever better than you.
This is the Toucher and Rich Drunken Celtics Recap on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And last night, the Celtics played. Was that an 8 o'clock tip?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was a national game. And so you got Dick Vitale if you went to the network that is not ours.
Not just Dick Vitale. Dick Vitale and Mark Jackson.
Yeah, it's tough.
Together.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, nonetheless, they were in town.
By the way, you know... All right. I know you guys aren't agree with me. The trailer for the new Kyrie Irving movie, Uncle Drew, came out.
Yep.
It could have been worse.
I refuse to look at it.
It could have been worse. It's not entirely funny. But when you think of the standards that we were, or the things we were expecting out of a movie that was based on a viral Pepsi campaign, where Kyrie Irving and Shaq and Chris Webber play old guys who play basketball.
Just like the LeBron James commercial of 5 years ago.
What I think...
He played an entire family. The
LeBrons?
Yes.
Was that what it was?
And there was an old guy with a gray beard.
Yeah. Either way, I saw the trailer... And it wasn't awful.
I saw you post it online, and I got to be honest with you, I didn't click the link.
You know what it looks like? It looks like a mediocre Happy Madison movie.
Well, we all know Sandler's movies have been aces the last five years.
That's my boy was funny.
It's like Grown Ups 2.
No. No, because I saw Grown Ups, and that was awful. Like, Grown Ups was awful.
Oh, don't worry. This movie's going to be awful. Don't worry. They might have been able to cobble together 90 seconds worth of stuff.
You're probably right, but for 90 seconds... It didn't look awful. It doesn't mean that I would... I still don't think... I think this would be a massive flop. But it wasn't awful.
All right, so...
That's the best thing I can say about it.
All right, so Bird was out at the Celtics game last night, and he was talking to the people.
May, is this for the radio?
Yeah.
What you think of the game tonight?
Wild.
What was so wild about it?
That we lost.
We lost, but we're here for it. Let's go.
It's practically Mardi Gras, and I'm down.
It's Wednesday.
Oh. All of a sudden, Bird's ears perk up.
It's practically Mardi Gras.
It is practically Mardi Gras. There's no greater celebration than Ash Wednesday. There's no sexier day of the year
one
than
day
Ash
late,
Wednesday.
You see. That's right.
Yeah,
if it was Tuesday, probably be right about that.
Ash Wednesday is the time for everyone to cut loose.
The boobies!
Look, there it is.
All right, cool.
Appreciate that.
Welcome
to Boston Sports Hub. Let's go.
So, a Bird, she flashed herself to you?
Oh, yeah, what?
What was that?
Did she flash you?
Yes.
Now, you seem non-pulsed. Did you like what you were seeing, or what's the deal?
I was, the whole moment, I was just like, oh, okay. I was just shocked and awe. I'm like, oh, okay, go ahead.
Well, that's...
What was funny about what you just said? Why'd you laugh?
Because I just wasn't expecting... She's like, oh, show you my boobies. I'm like, no, you're not. I was just basically playing the negative, and she's like, oh, watch. I'm like, okay.
Right in Causeway? Like, right in front of the TD Garden?
Right in front of the federal building.
Why is that funny?
Because...
You're cracking yourself up in there.
I am. The whole situation was funny. I wasn't expecting to get flashed on Ash Wednesday.
It was Flash Wednesday.
Flash Wednesday? My
apparently.
Yeah, Ash Wednesday. That's a day that there's no flashing.
No, you can't do that.
They give it up for Lent.
It's one of the commandments.
So was it exciting? Was she attractive?
Yeah, she was.
Really?
Yeah, she was a slew banger.
She was a slew banger?
Yes.
Did she take a mental image?
No, I didn't. Damn.
No, mental. Mental.
No, I didn't. No, I know. It's not in there.
Wait, why do I not doubt that for a second?
So you don't remember what she looked like with her top off?
No, she did it really quick.
Okay, but you don't remember what it looked like?
Yeah, I like a little bit, not like, it was just quick.
Yeah. It's hard for you to remember.
Yes.
Happened a long time ago.
Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah.
Boobs, I've seen boobs before. Like,
You've seen boobs before?
I mean, come on. You know what I meant. You've seen one, you've seen them all.
No.
Yeah?
You've seen one?
I've seen one set, you've seen them all.
Is that the case? There's
Actually, wait, this one girl had a pigment on her nipple.
All right. Stop.
No, wait, a pigment on her nipple?
It was like a different, like, off color.
Okay, all right. That's all. All right.
That girl?
No. A girl I used to date.
Okay.
What? You ask me questions, I'm answering them.
No, I know. But so if you've seen one pair of boobs, you've seen them all. They're yesterday's news.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, whatever. All right, well.
There's no difference between, like, say, an 80-year-old woman's boobs.
Oh, you know what I mean. Come on.
No. I don't know what you mean. And I think that every time you get to see breasts, it's a triumph.
I just want to play a game. It's like, how long until a bird says the word whatever?
Or how long before? Bird, how long does it take for a bird to forget?
Forgetful bird?
So did you take a mental image?
No. No, I forgot to.
I forgot to. I forgot to remember. Bird. I forgot to remember.
One thing I'll say is that Bird is a celeb. Like, when Bird is out there, everyone recognizes Bird.
Yeah.
Nick's kind of a jamoke. Like, nobody really understands. Nobody's like, oh, yeah, you're Nick. But, like, everyone goes, it's Bird! Everyone knows Bird.
Bird, if you're outside 20 hours a day, then people are going to recognize you.
Sure.
Bruins, Pats, Celts, welcome to Gardner.
Gardner?
We're from Gardner.
Gardner, Mass.
Oh, Gardner, Mass? Gardner, way Mass. Out there. I have a buddy out there in Winchington.
Let's go, Winchington.
But it's all right.
And then they start speaking in their secret language.
Yeah.
The Winchington click.
Right. Whose porch do you hang out on?
You know Dave? Yeah, I know Dave. All right.
You know Danny O'Sullivan's porch?
Of course. The one that's kind of crooked?
Let's go out there and see and look around.
We'll let it flow.
We're from Gardner.
We're not from Winchendon, but we're here to f*** it up.
Now, is this a Valentine's Day date?
Yes,
it is. Something like that.
It's my girl.
Yeah.
Let's go. All right.
So, are you guys looking for your car?
Where have you gone?
Valentine's Day. By the way, how great is this? This is the most romantic date ever. I bring my best girl out, and she starts flashing strangers.
No, I mean, that might be what
love is in the air.
Well, you might as well. I mean, Bird is just going to forget. No reason to be.
He would be the best POW. Like he couldn't squeal at all. Like he doesn't. I don't remember anything.
Oh yeah, if he was in the mob, yeah, you wouldn't. He'd never be killed.
He would never give up information.
Yeah,
when the enemy caught him, he never would. Because he just didn't remember it.
Were you there for the Jones killing? Yeah, you know, I forget. No, seriously, you're under oath. No, I forgot. I didn't remember.
Right.
I didn't remember to remember.
Yeah, and then you bring out the lie detector and it's like, yep, he just doesn't know.
No, it's just a flat line.
Let's go. All right.
So, are you guys looking for your car?
Where have you gone? Help me.
We're missed. We're
missing our car. I'm about to get Qdoba because I can't buy my car.
Yeah, nice. How much you guys had to drink tonight?
Honestly.
None.
Really?
That's right. Sports Hub, dude.
So, your girlfriend, who will be your Valentine's? Other four?
Jason Tatum.
Okay. Who else?
All right, I got Giselle.
Giselle?
Yeah. You're a pig. You're about to get slapped.
Wow. All right, you guys have a good night now. I appreciate it.
Let's go, buddy.
Have a good night, guys. Thank you for the flash. I appreciate it.
I like that. Let's go, baby.
Thank you for the flash. I appreciate it.
Yeah. You see one bad boob, you see them all. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
You know what I'm saying. Nope.
No
idea what you're saying.
No, we don't.
No, it's a triumph every time you're allowed to see a woman's breast. It's something that it should not be overlooked.
That's weird, though.
It's like leaving a bunch of food on the table when there's a homeless shelter next door. You're just wasting.
Mm-hmm.
You just waste a perfectly good flash there. I don't go discoloration of nipple.
That was. I'm still trying to understand that whole thing. It just kind of brought Bird's that up. Like, all right.
Interesting. You're an interesting man, Bird.
All of a sudden, he goes.
He just popped out of his brain. I don't understand.
I don't go discoloration of nipple.
Okay.
I used to date her.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Here's the CBS Sports Minute. It was Guy in for Boomer, brought to you by Jeff Carbone Insurance.
Guy?
It's Guy Fieri.
I was about to say.
Jeff Carbone Insurance, this is taking your jalapeno poppers to the next level. Put them on nachos?
Elker and Matt. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Do you like talking now?
Toucher and Rich.
Open your mouth wide.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now again, Rondo and Isaiah. Wrestling a bit, yapping at each other. Watch that if you want to.
Rondo has to be very careful.
Uh-oh, look out. There it goes again. I was going to say the referees went right in there. We're going to get a technical foul. Isaiah's going to pick up the tee. Don't get thrown out, IT. We might get dual technicals.
There obviously is some bad blood.
Look at Rondo.
He's kicking them both out.
Oh, he's kicking them both out. They are both out of the game.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. One thing very quickly. Trump's personal lawyer has admitted that he had taken $130,000 to pay off porn star Stormy Daniels, who apparently has been in studio. And if you look at her from years ago when she would have been in studio, that would have... I think she was, and I think that we went to the strip club where she was performing.
Well, I think Adolfo did.
No, I think I went with him.
Okay.
I think Crash and I went with him.
Okay.
And apparently now this, according to her lawyer, allows her to tell the story of what happened.
Well, I mean, it now says that it proves that something did happen. I mean, if they paid her $130,000, then they did that for a reason. They didn't do that because nothing happened.
Yeah, and he didn't lie under oath or anything, so this isn't going to obviously touch him. This isn't going to affect anything except maybe his relationship with his wife. But... am I the only one who's fascinated by this? I mean, it's fantastic.
Well, she can talk now.
Yes, she can give... And she had sex with him more than once, according to what we've heard.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That this was... And then she finally, like, put an end to it. But I'm very interested, because Trump's a huge germphobe. And so I'm very interested in how this actually goes down. If you're Donald Trump, you meet her... And then how it turns into a sexual relationship. Then what happens? Are we possibly going to get the pee tape?
Well, that's
the Holy Grail.
Right.
I mean, that is the Holy Grail.
To be honest, the Stormy Daniels thing, I don't really care much about.
It's fascinating. How Donald Trump ended up with a porn star. Like, what happened? I mean, she's a porn star. I mean, she's going to get very graphic in terms of what happened. She's going to talk about the size of things. The duration.
Yeah, yeah.
His proclivities.
Sure.
It's going to be great. I mean, this is a sitting president of the United States, and you get to hear all this weird stuff. It's going to be great. Very much looking forward to it. So apparently she's going to be able to talk, and then no one's going to believe her, but I will. I'll believe everything.
Well, I mean, the one thing you can't believe is that she was paid off to not say anything. So, I mean, there's something that did happen. That seems to be the problem.
It just is up to
problem.
My kingdom if he's in defeat. I will give my kingdom if he's in defeat.
If he likes feet.
Yeah, oh, yeah. If she was like, you know, he requested that I step in dog food or something like that.
That would be odd.
Oh, it would be fantastic. He wanted me to, you know, step on his chest, you know, things like that. Because, again, there's no better sexual fetish than a foot fetish.
Right, right.
Because it's the one that doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
It is odd.
And you know what they say it's from? It says it's from when you were a kid and you would hold on to your mom's leg for safety.
Ah.
That there becomes something reassuring and comfortable about a woman's foot. Like, if he asked for her shoes, these are all things that I want. But I won't get them. Be listening this morning at 7:50 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to night one of Pearl Jam at Fenway Park, Saturday, September 2nd. Shoes are optional. Tickets for both nights go on sale at 10 a.m. Wednesday, February 21st at RedSox.com/Pearl Jam.
Well, this appearance that Ray Allen's going to be doing in town is getting stranger and stranger. I know that the plan is... Does he have a book coming out? Because that's the one missing link I haven't quite figured out. Because usually these guys go on book tours and they'll book places like the Wilbur and there'll be a question and answer. But I don't know if he's got a book. Anybody know? Anybody have any idea? Anyone?
I mean, if he has a book, I don't see who's buying it. But no,
well,
I
people want the Edelman book apparently. So I mean,
Curran, before we got in the plane, confronted me about and he goes, "I heard you've been." He was mean, nice, but he's like, "I heard you were making fun of the book," and I said, "I didn't make fun of you at all." I said, "I've never read it. I didn't make fun of your writing style. I'm just fascinated that anyone would read a book about Julian Edelman.
Yeah, right, about his life. Well, I mean, the thing is the excerpts that came out of it, remember we read it?
And yeah, they were
a bunch of nothing, right. It was like my father used to throw me footballs from the top of the stadium and I would have to catch them. And I'm like, well, I mean, I don't really see how that's anything crazy. I know that Andre Agassi, that's a story that's crazy, and yeah. I think people might want to read.
By the way, did you see the Brady documentary as a sitcom?
No, I heard it's great.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I heard they did it like a sitcom.
And by the way, I just watched the Guerrero. I hadn't seen it. The Guerrero with Edelman and Amendola.
Yeah.
Like, that's as close to someone's testicles as your hands can be without touching testicles.
Oh, yeah. You mean when Tom Brady was lying there and Amendola... That was actually a funny scene. Amendola walks in and sees Guerrero right there, you know, right near Brady's stuff, and just makes this face. And it was like a legitimate
Mike,
funny moment.
Mike, that would be worth pulling if you get a chance today.
There's no audio. It's like he walks in and there's just...
No, there's
just
audio of the sitcom.
Oh, of the sitcom. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the sitcom's like 2 minutes, and then there's like laughing and stuff, but I mean, career, that is a high thigh massage.
Yeah. It's way up there.
I mean, and then Brady's sitting up.
Amendola's face was great.
And then Brady's sitting up, and he, like, has a towel on, but he's wearing it like a thong.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're getting a massage, a deep massage. How else are you going to wear that thing?
I've gotten massages lots of times.
Not a Guerrero massage.
No, and I'm not comfortable with that. That's he's incredibly...
It's a violent massage.
No. This wasn't as violent. Like as hot. This is like, you know what? Right by your... This is a groin massage.
I think that might be this.
40 is just a number.
Ah.
It's just a number.
I think that was it. And that's when Amendola comes walking in.
Yeah.
But so that's the first time you saw that episode. I've thought Tom versus Time has been excellent. And I think that it did a great job picturing, you know, painting him as somebody who's somewhat human. I liked it. Okay. Except for that episode. That was the one episode where I thought that they used dirty tactics to try to sell the TB12 method. And so you finally saw it, right? Where Amendola comes in and is talking about how he likes the TB12 method. And Edelman is saying, I don't know. There's some parts of it. I like lifting weights. And then one of the TB12 guys goes, well, if you only want to play for 2 more years, sure.
That's
Julian. You continue doing what you're doing.
But Edelman's sitting there with a dip in his mouth in a living room.
Yeah.
And hanging out while Brady's getting his upper thighs massaged.
Well, sure. I mean, that's the way they do it.
No, it's incredibly odd.
It's weird.
Like, if it was in a training room or something, I get it.
Yeah.
But, like, they're on vacation, right?
Yeah. In Montana. Yeah.
So he takes Guerrero on vacation to get massages?
Everyone goes out there.
It was a vacation slash a workout, a chance to work out with Edelman and Amendola.
And then he's talking to Edelman and Amendola, and Guerrero's, like, rubbing his chest down.
Yeah.
It's just a whole weird thing.
Yeah, I mean, he follows him around. I mean, his guy.
Fine. But, like, in the living room?
Yep.
Yeah, you keep saying this makes Brady sound more human. I got to be honest with you. I mean, I've seen a lot of big trucks and big houses and retreats in Montana.
But that's fine because he's got a lot of money.
What are you going to do about that?
No, that's not the point, John, is that he's got a lot of money, and the stuff with his family seems normal, despite the fact that people freaked out that he kissed his son. Or his son kissed him.
Which is ridiculous.
Well, because you can't do anything anymore, because then it will end up on Twitter and everyone will have something to say.
Sure.
But the stuff with his family has all been, like, normal and, you know...
And how pissed he gets when he loses.
Right.
I like that.
Yep. And when he's in the car, that's normal.
And his wife is trying to make him feel better, and he's like, I don't want it.
That was a genuinely funny moment.
It was a great part.
Yep. But the thing that is, everything with Guerrero is not normal.
Well, we've said that. Like, the TB12 part of his life is so weird, and it's so tough to explain, and I didn't like how Edelman was saying, I subscribe to what you guys are doing, and the dude from TB12 was like, well, if you only want to work for 2 more years, and then like a minute later, they show the Edelman injury. It just seemed like a dirty tactic to sell the TB12 method.
Yeah.
The way that was edited. Everything else I've been fascinated with. In this last episode, which was supposed to be released right after the Super Bowl, because it's funny, according to the director, Chopra, not Deepak Chopra, but his son, Gotham Chopra, I think it is, he said that they had planned on him winning. So they had an episode almost ready to go that had to do with the storyline of he has succeeded through all of the tough, you know, injuries that he's had, his hand, and getting through all of it. He's a winner at the end. But then they had to completely change the narrative, and so they have to wait to finish it. And to me, that has potential to be something amazing. If they let it actually be Tom Brady's real emotions, his real feelings afterwards, and how you can reconcile doing everything you can to win and being in a peak place physically and still losing, I think that has potential to be excellent.
But he's in Montana in a house that I would imagine has 10 rooms.
Yes, yes.
And he's like, he might as well be on the dining room table. Just Edelman has a dip in, and he's sitting at a table that's about 5 feet from Brady.
Yep.
Watching his upper thighs get massaged.
Oh, yeah.
He took a masseuse with him on the road.
It is not any masseuse. This is his guy.
But he's buck naked except for a towel.
Yes.
And you know the only reason he has the towel on is because of the cameras.
Yep. Sure. Without a doubt.
I mean, that's really weird. Come on. It's so weird. If you walked into a guy's house and he was sitting...
Oh, the fact that his bros are coming in? Yeah, and he's getting that done? Yes.
He's in Montana.
Weird. Yes, that is strange.
No, if it was in a... Listen, it's not my cup of tea. I don't think that I would enjoy that very much. But, if you're in, another room and you got a massage table and you're getting a massage, it's entirely another thing just to be in the living room, talking to your bros while some guy's massaging your groin. That doesn't normalize him in any way.
As you said, everything having to do with the TB12 method is weird. It's strange.
That's disturbingly strange. You might like it would be more if he was taking a dump and just talking.
Well, then he'd be Larry Izzo.
Right. Well, I think everybody, it would be Zolak.
No, Zolak just walked around with a box of donuts.
All right. Yeah. And then I like how it's a box of donuts. That just blended in completely. All right, so there's a show called Funny You Should Ask, and it has such comic luminaries as Louis Anderson, you want to stay at my house? And then it has Howie Mandel at some points, and the idea of it is they give witty comebacks.
Well, real quick, somebody said this Tom versus Time is like that season where South Park had to completely change their narrative because they didn't expect Trump to win.
Yeah.
Yep, it is.
And then the season suffered for it.
See, whereas I think this could be great. This could be something really fascinating to watch.
I wonder where the massages will take place this time. if it'll be, in a treehouse getting a massage. Treehouse. He'll be in a hammock getting a massage. He goes out for Valentine's Day, and they're at dinner, at a nice restaurant. He's getting a massage.
You see, they should just do a thing with Tom Brady. You know, he's doing this new, religion of sports with Michael Strahan. They should do one called Massage Talk, where Tom Brady just interviews people and doesn't tell them that he's going to be getting a deep tissue massage, buck naked, when they walk in. And he has to do an entire interview while doing that.
I mean, that towel is... I mean, you couldn't have curled that towel up any more than it was.
And you know Amendola's seen everything with Tom Brady. And he was, shocked by what was going on when he walked in.
No, he's laying in the living room having some guy grope him. It's not normal. You went on vacation. You got to bring this guy to massage your thighs?
I guess so, yes.
Yeah, right.
That's a little resin right there.
Yeah. Ugh. All right. There will be headlines, and then we will play Funny You Should Ask.
Toucher and Rich.
There is a show that is on... it's syndicated in that it's one of those ones that no one listening to us probably sees, and that it's on at a time where only myself and unemployed people get to watch television. A lot of culinary school advertisements, a lot of cheap insurance commercials.
Mm-hmm. The general. The general's definitely hanging out there with Shaq.
Yeah. It's not, a lot of... clash action suits that you're able to get involved in. It is not targeting an incredibly successful crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But this show is called Funny You Should Ask.
Oh, should we hear the intro? Let's see.
Funny You Should Ask.
Absolutely correct. Both of you.
Where every question gets a funny answer.
Iguanas can only reproduce 1 month out of the year.
That's because they suffer from erectile dysfunction.
Funny You Should Ask is a half-hour television series that puts the funny back into the game show.
Okay.
By the way, so, Pharrell is so careful about who he licensed that song to.
It might sound crazy, yeah.
I mean,
Company
he's
Picnic.
He's like, just, what do you want? Hey, Summer's Eve, you want to use this?
He said, I wrote a song, I'm Getting Paid.
Yeah.
People don't get paid anymore for actually writing a song. So, you know what? Commercials, you use however you want me to.
Song he performed at the Oscars or the Grammys?
Everything.
Cleveland Hospice Care. Would you like to use Hospice?
All right. Sure. So, funeral director.
Mike Lockhart is going to play the...
What happens is that in the show, on the stage, the way it works is that there's a host, just this nameless host who just no personality whatsoever.
Very
just,
robotic.
I'm Hosty McHost Guy. And he goes up there, and on stage are a group of 5 to 6 comedians. When I say comedians, I'm talking the heavy hitters. John Lovitz, Louis Anderson, Howie Mandel, Bill Engvall is up there.
Caroline Ray has a spot in this, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah. Caroline Ray is up there. You've got Tommy Davidson. Harlan Williams, Fred.
Who?
Rocket Man. He was the dude. Okay.
Oh, Harlan Williams. Yeah, he was in the Ben Stiller movie. He was
He was 7 minute abs.
Yes.
We had him in studio.
Yes, we did. He's
that's
not
right.
Dumb and Dumber. He was the one who drank the bottle of beer.
Yeah. You
know, oh, liquor cabinet. That's Harlan Williams, right. One of the guys that's out there. So the way it happens is that the host gives you a scenario, and then one of the guys cracks a crazy joke about it. So the game is going to be Mike Lockhart has watched the show, and he is going to play said setup, and we're going to see if we can guess the punchline that one of these comedians gives. Now, you're going to tell us which comedian is giving us the answer.
Yeah,
as well.
I'll let you know. And this time it was Howie Mandel, Billy Gardell, John Lovitz, Jack Hay, Cheryl Hines, and Jimmy Walker.
Jimmy Walker.
I know my answer every
Jimmy
time.
Jimmy Walker. Okay.
All right.
So you're going to give us a setup. Who is this first question from?
This is from Billy Gardell.
Billy Gardell, who, of course, is the big dude on Mike and Molly. He's not the Molly, he's the Mike.
Yeah, which has been canceled.
Okay, so let's take a listen.
According to pork.org, here in North America, the most popular breed of pig is what?
Bacon.
Ooh. No, it's going to be
bacon.
Like...
It's going to be bacon.
Politician.
Nope, he's fat. Bacon.
Yeah, I'm going with Fred here. I think bacon.
According to pork.org, here in North America, the most popular breed of pig is what?
Bacon.
Oh! Yeah, baby.
Because I'm fat.
Well done.
Wow, that is amazing.
You got to remember if they're fat.
Okay. Because
you know who watches TV here.
Oh, Fred.
No, it's not. This isn't watching TV. This is just knowing Telegraph jokes.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Let me put it this way. I don't think Billy Gardell, I think he's successful enough. Or he's not good, like, you know, spending all night coming up with his quips.
Okay.
All right. What is next?
All right. Now we have Howie Mandel is up.
Okay. Now Howie Mandel.
Very hard to predict.
Howie Mandel is king of the bad pun.
Yeah, he is a pun guy.
Okay. So let's take a listen.
Kale, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts are all types of what?
Laxatives.
Are all types of...
Laxatives. Laxatives.
Things I don't want to eat for dinner.
No, starvation diet.
Laxatives.
Starvation diet.
Right.
Kale, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts are all types of what?
Trending celebrity kid names.
No, you couldn't see that one.
There was no pun. There was none of that. Okay. Howie, what are you doing? Put that glove on your head and blow it up.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. All right. Well, should we go back to Howie Mandel? He shows up a lot on this list.
Really? You're telling me that he's the go-to guy in this episode.
Yes, he is.
Okay, let's hear Howie Mandel.
Back in 2009, a 14-year-old drove a squad car and arrested someone while impersonating a police officer.
Oh. A 14-year-old drove a squad car. It's a DUI.
They called him Adam 5 instead of Adam 12.
Okay. That's not bad.
How old was the kid?
I think he said 14.
Okay, no, that's not the joke.
Hill Street. You're right. It's a play on like a cop show or something like that. They called him, I like where you're thinking.
Yeah, it's going to be a play on...
A play on, like a TV show or a movie. He arrested someone for... why would he have arrested somebody? He arrested his mom for not letting him play Minecraft.
Oh, yeah. He arrested someone for taking away his video game.
Yeah, right.
John? I was on the kind of trail of play on words from a cop drama. Like NYPD something. There's like a word that goes after the thing.
Back in 2009, a 14-year-old drove a squad car and arrested someone while impersonating a police officer.
But his cover was blown when he screamed, "Freeze! You're grounded!"
Oh, my God. That's not a joke. No. That's not even a joke.
Are any of these jokes?
Wow.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
That's not even a joke. No, that doesn't count as a joke.
By the way, somebody just said one of the funniest parts about Funny You Should Ask is that you can only win a maximum of $300.
Yeah, right. Well, Byron Allen's like just handing out cash.
Right, I mean...
I think the guy got 1,000 in this one.
Oh, he got you 1,000. Yeah. Okay, I see. All right. That's really bad.
That was a terrible
joke.
That's
so bad that I couldn't even...
No way you can predict that.
Okay, all right. Who's the next person?
All right, let's go to Jack Hay.
It's about being sassy and sexy.
Yes.
According to Pets.com, dogs are more selfish than any other domesticated animal.
Oh, my ex-husband?
Yeah.
Ow!
Selfish. Yeah, it's going to be something about her ex-husband.
Yeah.
Guy stole my money. Ex-husband stole my money.
It's going to be about an ex.
According to Pets.com, dogs are more selfish than any other domesticated animal.
You telling me? I've been married 3 times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe Jackie couldn't hang on to a man. I mean, you come home to that every night. Where are you straying?
Well, should we go back to Jackie?
Sure. Yeah, she's sexy and sassy.
Yeah, this is going to be, they're all going to be about sex.
Avocados are believed to have aphrodisiac qualities.
Avocados.
Avocado, what she's having.
Ooh. Avocados used to have... They set her up. Avocados are used as an aphrodisiac.
I prefer money. But for me... Keep your avocados.
Okay, I'm going to say, tell it to my ex-husband. My ex-husband could have used an avocado.
Well, that's not bad either.
John, something about avocado do something. Avocado take
his clothes
off.
Avocado do my laundry.
Yeah, something like
avocados
that.
Avocados are believed to have aphrodisiac qualities.
That a bowl of guacamole? Or you're just happy to see me?
I give up. Oh, my God. Wow.
Very sexy.
All right.
Rachel, let's go back to Howie Mandel.
Shall we? Right?
Shall we?
Yes. A woman sued KFC, claiming her son got intoxicated off their Kentucky bourbon-infused barbecue sauce.
That's funny. I got intoxicated. That's funny. Something at McDonald's.
That's liquor drinking good.
Ooh, I like that. That's the winner.
Yes. A woman sued KFC, claiming her son got intoxicated off their Kentucky bourbon-infused barbecue sauce.
The original or the extra tipsy?
You were close, though. God, I was just...
You were sniffing around there.
Mine's a better bad joke.
I agree.
It's true.
I agree. It is.
We have one more if you want to keep going.
All right, one more. Who's the last one?
This is Cheryl Hines.
Okay, she was, of course, in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay, all right. Yeah. This is a Louis Anderson-less round.
Yes, unfortunately, no Louis Anderson.
It's not as depressing as the other rounds.
The longest human pregnancy on record is 24 months.
See, I don't know Cheryl Hines, what she would say.
Well, it's been written for her, obviously.
So what would Byron Allen say?
It's Bruce Valanche.
Bruce Valanche in the back.
All right, what would... Okay, so the
longest
average...
pregnancy ever is what? They say
24 months.
24 months. That's longer than my first marriage.
I don't think she goes there. I think that she says
something about the size of the baby.
Yeah, something about delivering the baby.
John?
And the delivery lasted equally as long or something like that.
I'll say that what's something that's like, I guess she ordered the king size.
Okay.
All right, let's take a listen.
You'll see.
The longest human pregnancy on record is 24 months.
Yeah, her uterus got converted into a condo.
Yeah, I should have thought of that. All right, car number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line at 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to night one of Pearl Jam. I know. He just doesn't care. Night one of Pearl Jam at Fenway Park, Sunday, September 2nd. Tickets for both nights go on sale at 10 a.m. Wednesday, February 21st at RedSox.com/Pearl Jam.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.